You were talking about not giving your power away.
Oh, yeah. The belief that you have to get something off your chest to somebody else, you're immediately out of power. Not in a bad way. So, you know, the human ego is going to want to say, the way we're designed, so I'm going to back up a little bit and give you a bigger picture. So apparently this is for everybody. If you do, hey, wow, what's going on this side of the planet for you to be over here? I was going to say this side of town.
Just a few weeks, a few days old.
Oh, okay. Well, glad to see you. So the way the human, hey guys, the way the human mind works, you know, we have a personality self, we have an ego self, we have an emotional self, an energetic self, a physical self, a mental self, and a spiritual self. And we probably have more than that, but that's all I know of that profoundly affects our experience. So the ego's job is to weigh, measure, or compare. Ego is about separation and identity and being right. It is excruciatingly painful to the ego to be wrong. It's against all survival instinct. So let me give you an example for, like, parents and children. If a teenager, you know how a lot of teenagers can be angry at their parents? That is a survivor mode of when a child disrespects a parent, lies to a parent, which is very common. Why wouldn't you, right, when you're a kid? When you lie to the parent, either you have to be wrong or they have to be wrong. It's the only way the ego will go. Somebody needs to be wrong and it ain't me. So when a teenager lies to a parent, they end up making the parent, speaking as a mother, the bitch. If a spouse cheats on the other partner, instead of dealing with the wrongness that they've done, they're going to make the partner, the innocent spouse, the bad one, the fat one, the lazy one, the stubborn one, the uneducated one, something. It's a built-in paradox that the ego is going to do everything to keep you separate and from inner peace. It's always going to weigh, measure, and compare, and the way it weighs, measures, and compares is more from a negative perspective. So it's like, I have to be right, I have to feel good. If I made a mistake, I either have to suffer with guilt. That's my life experience. I do guilt in a really big way. Chronic pain for 15 years, skin stuff. other people have different things to explore. So you've got that ego piece playing, and that's the one that only feels safe when others agree that with your opinion. Okay? It's not bad. You want to love and accept your ego because you need your ego. Your ego is the piece. You know, a lot of spiritual teachings, it's like, kill the ego or outgrow the ego. But the truth is, the ego is what, you know, makes us take a shower so we don't smell bad. Gets us places on time. So you want to partner with the ego. But you want to look, since this came up for every, you know, while you're all here, you really want to look where in your life have you crossed a boundary into somebody else's business and told them they should think like you, feel like you, act like you, respond like you, believe like you, speak like you? Where have you done that? Because it's not about them. It's about unresolved junk in you that if you can clear that, you're going to have a better experience of moving forward right now. Does that make sense to you? Okay, and again, you just got to play the mind game of, it doesn't mean you were wrong. You know, it's not about wrong and right on this planet. It's about, oh, what have I learned and how can I do it where I feel better? And that's it. And the biggest forgiveness is self-forgiveness.